Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Performing live in the 9 a.m. hour, we've got the band Opus Vitae.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning.
Was I supposed to say something?
Not yet.
No.
Now okay. You are.
Hello.
We're still getting it down.
What's up?
Because it's our new morning show.
I know.
And you're back, which is nice.
I know. It's nice to be back. I'm glad I'll be at work. Glad I'm at work. It was Jewish New Year, so I had to go and do my Jewish thing that I did.
Which I look forward to hearing all about.
I'm sure you do.
Today on the show, we've got VIP tickets to Kaboo Festival in Del Mar this weekend. Those are worth $800 each.
That's massive. I just texted a bunch of friends of mine and said, tune in.
Yeah, because that's all we've got is our friends. What else are we doing?
Oh, there's a new dislike button on Facebook. Did you say that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But you did.
I like it.
We'll talk about that. We've got a game of Generation Gap where Jason and I try to guess each other's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's all coming up.
It's going to be great. Live music, whole thing. It's Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5.
On KX 93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
The welcome overnight precipitation Tuesday brought less than an inch of rain, but caused no significant damage in town. Police say a vehicle heading northbound on Coast Highway in heavy early morning rain struck a curb and rolled over onto its roof. The 20-year-old driver from San Clemente escaped harm. Police say no alcohol or drugs were involved. And the rain let loose rocks in the 600 block of North Coast Highway, quickly cleaned up by Public Works. And water use by South Coast Water District customers has dropped so precipitously that officials are changing the rules, allowing landscape watering twice a week instead of only once a week until November. That's the local news today, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Let's look outside the bubble. Facebook might finally give users the ability to dislike things. During a question and answer session streamed live on Facebook on Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg said the company was testing alternatives to the like button. He said police have asked about the dislike button for many years. Today is the day I actually get to say we're working on it. Now, he did say, though, that it might not be a dislike button. It might be more like I empathize with you button.
No, they should do a dislike button. It would make everything much more, can I use a long word? Egalitarian.
Wow.
Yep. I used it, I said it, and you can't take it back once you've said it.
But
can't unring that bell.
They don't want Facebook a place where you control others. Meaning, if there's somebody who's just widely disliked, right now, if you look at their Facebook profile, it's full of a bunch of pictures and statuses that have no likes on it.
Mm.
That's an unpopular person on Facebook.
Mm.
That person would become someone with a bunch of dislikes.
I'll tell you something. I've posted some stuff before that's been controversial. And I'm a little bit sensitive. I have to be honest. I think most people are. And if you disliked it, if I got enough dislikes, I might think twice about posting it again. That kind of thing.
So you would see that as a positive?
I don't know, because then again, that stops. I don't know. And as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, well, maybe that's not very democratic, because now I'm feeling pressure of the group not to post stuff that I believe in. So it's controversial, isn't it? Yeah.
The real issue, I think, for Facebook posting is when you post something awful. My grandmother died. A hurricane just destroyed my house.
Okay.
And you have no option to comment. You can comment or you can simply like
the stuff.
But no one's going to like it. So the button that he's trying to create is, I understand what you're going through right now button. That's what it should say.
Is that all right? He's not posting like a post-political thing.
Right.
And you dislike
and I
it.
Disagree. I don't think that's what it is. It's a, I feel for you. That's, in my opinion, what they're going for.
Oh, I see. So it's not really a dislike button at all. It's got nothing
no,
to do with it.
No, it's not going
to
say dislike. Zuckerberg admitted that yesterday. We don't know what it's going to say, but it's not going to say dislike.
I empathize with you.
Right.
Who cares?
An empathy button.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to care. That's what that's all about. The like button does happen, though, doesn't it? You post a picture of your dead grandma, and people like it.
No, thank you, actually.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I'm trying to
say. But it feels weird to like that status.
It does. It feels looks strange. Like you liked it. My cat died yesterday. Dink.
Congrats.
Like.
All right, let's look at around the world news this morning. Tuna and mackerel populations have suffered a catastrophic decline of nearly three quarters in the last 40 years, according to new research. The Zoological Society of London found that numbers of the Scombridae family of fish, which also includes bonito, fell by 74% between 1970 and 2012. The conservation charity warned that we face losing species critical to human food security unless drastic action is taken to halt overfishing and other threats to marine life. More partnerships between private sector fishing fleets and governments are being called for in order to conserve stocks.
There's a cultural difference. If you ask people here, pick a fish, tuna or mackerel. Pick a fish.
Oh, tuna. I don't hardly know what mackerel is.
But mackerel's a fabulous fish.
Yeah.
And it's quite cheap in Europe.
How come we don't see much? Is it an Atlantic?
I don't know. It's an oily fish. It's a tasty fish. It's not like it's not a taco fish. It's an oily fish. You have it with pickles.
I can't remember the last time I had mackerel.
We have it a lot. We like it.
Well, anyway, you might not have it ever again. So stop fishing so much.
I'm shaking my fist right
everyone.
Now.
In music news this morning, a music company's demand that YouTube take down a 29-second home video of two children dancing to a song by Prince backfired Monday when a federal appeals court used the case to make it harder for copyright holders to act against brief, non-commercial uses of their material. The law requires copyright holders to consider fair use before sending a takedown notification, and those that fail to do so can be held liable for damages. That was a 3-0 ruling, the first on the issue by any appeals court. This is a big deal.
I know,
did you follow all that?
Yeah, I did. It's a big deal, and yet it's really boring, isn't it?
Yes, but here's what... let me explain it. Here's what it means. It means that at this point, and this affects me personally because all the time I'll post a video of a live performance we do in the studio or something with a song in the background, and immediately YouTube will send you an email and say, you violated a copyright claim. We detected music in your video.
It happens to us all the
time. It's gone. Yeah. However, this is saying that they cannot be so strict on that, that the law really says you have to consider fair use if it's a small use of something. It doesn't require permission from the artist. These are great things. It's a win for YouTube, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you post a little video, whatever, you get six people like it, download it. It's really a waste of time to get a letter like that from the legal team.
I mean, to be fair, artists are having a lot of trouble getting money these days, so every little thing helps, I'm sure, even a YouTube use.
I know, but if you posted a YouTube video because it was somebody's birthday and they like this song, and whatever, to me, that's just, it's fair use. And also, you know, it's a little bit of exposure. I know that most artists hate the word exposure, but it is a bit of exposure.
Video could go viral. Yeah. Who knows?
I have a friend that is a musician, and he says that he died of exposure years ago.
Yeah. But not of being overpaid.
No, absolutely.
Let's finish the headline, Jason Fetty.
Yeah, come on then.
A woman was injured at a barbecue festival when she got hit with a flying what?
Okay, finish the headline.
Eggplant.
A brisket.
Oh, a brisket.
The third day of the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival in Danville, Kentucky, there was a guy named Mike Owings. He was working as a barbecue pitmaster, and he got into an argument with another smoker, so he threw his brisket at him, but it hit a woman in the head.
Wow.
That's the story.
Flying briskets.
Very serious.
It is a serious thing. I mean, did it still have the shank in it? Because that'd be dangerous.
Well, here's how she got hurt. It's actually really not that funny. She suffered burns.
Oh, my
because
goodness.
The brisket was 200 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fat. A lot of fat in your brisket. That's why it has to be cooked slowly.
It'd be cooking all day. The heat's really collecting in that thing. So the guy's facing charges for second-degree wanton endangerment.
Really? Goodness me. Well, there you go. There's a little lesson of the day for you.
One more. Blank is getting an on-screen reboot.
Blank is getting an on-screen reboot. The Muppets.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to press
the
button.
The Muppets.
No. Yes.
But we should talk about that later because I'm very excited.
You're right. That is a news item, but it's Charlie's Angels.
Oh, right. Well, that's
which the second Charlie's Angels, which I think was called Charlie's Angels Full Throttle,
yeah,
was the single worst movie.
Man,
I mean this, that, I've ever seen.
Isn't that so funny you should say that? Because that is the only movie, and I promise you this is true, the only movie I've ever walked out of a movie theater.
It was
having
the
seen.
Worst movie.
It was
ever
awful. And strangely, the Muppet second Muppet movie recently was awful too.
And you're a big Muppet
Muppets
fan.
Muppets Most Wanted, or whatever it was called. Terrible. Didn't walk out of that because I love the Muppets. But the Charlie's Angels film, yeah, walked out. Stormed out.
The first one was all right.
Yeah,
it was all right.
It wasn't great.
Well, anyway, the new one's going to be directed by Elizabeth Banks. And
what's she famous
that's
for?
All
do you
I know.
Know.
She was Effie Trinket in the Hunger Games movie and Gale in the Pitch Perfect movies.
All right, whatever.
Whatever indeed, Jason Fetty.
Yeah, not that bothered, but the Muppets, that's big news. Talk about that later.
All right, we'll be back with more. We're going to chat about how Jason's Jewish holiday was.
Oi.
And we've still got tickets to give away to Kaboo Festival. VIP tickets to Kaboo Del Mar this weekend in San Diego.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life.
The band is called Illinois, and we're in California. And I'm Jason Fetty, and Tyler Russell's here too. It's Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
You've been gone a couple days, though. I've missed you.
I know. I've actually missed being here. But it was Jewish New Year, so I had no choice.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, I would have died of guilt.
Okay.
I could hear my grandma's voice saying, "What are you doing, Jason?" No, the truth is that I'm working in a temple. I'm a singer in a temple on Friday nights, and then the big time of year is this time of year. It's a religious thing, Jewish New Year. It's not a woo hogmanay, you know. Let's get drunk and fall over and waste the horn of the car. I say it because I once did that one New Year.
I
rented a car and I used the horn so much driving around, going ba 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 ba, that it died on me. The horn died.
I used to get in high school Rosh Hashanah off. We actually had it off.
So great.
Because I went to a private school where there were a lot of Jewish kids, I guess.
I know.
But
America's a great place for Jews. See, I grew up in Europe, as you know, and a lot more anti-Semitism there still, even now. You know, we grew up in a sort of slightly, you know, just a little bit of anti... It wasn't institutional, so it was not like the school was anti-Semitic or the government. But, you know, I suffered a little bit of... I suffered a couple of beatings for my ancestry.
So at your temple these days...
Yeah.
You sing and you lead...
It is like an opera, Tyler, I'm telling you.
Okay.
It is all
I've never
day
been. I
long.
I want to picture it.
Well, it's like 9:30 in the morning. It's not all day. It's 9:30 till 2. And it is constant leading of singing. Now, that means that probably about 20% of the songs people will know and remember... Older people will, because they've done this so, you know, annually for so many years. Younger people don't know the songs. It's only once a year. They know the words, because the words are similar to prayers that are said weekly on the Sabbath.
Right.
But the tunes are all different.
Like Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
All of that stuff, yeah. But it's all different tunes. So you've got to nail it. And it's hard work for me. It's not supposed to be, I suppose, but that's my personal comment. It's a lot of work. It's like doing an opera.
And you were gone 2 days, so what's the second day?
Second day's the same as the first day. So once you've got the first day under your belt, you go, all right, now I know I can do it. And now there's a week of pain for me with the run-up to Yom Kippur, which is another big day.
So. That's next week?
Yeah.
Why are they right next to each other?
Well, these are the days of awe. We call them the days of awe.
Okay.
And it's this week is a week of meditation, contemplation, you know, if you're doing this thing right. And then Yom Kippur is a big day. And then it's pure happiness. There's a total mood change. From the end of Yom Kippur, it's now Sukkot, which is another festival. And that's pure joy.
You keep telling me that as long as you make it through this week and next week,
I know,
you'll be far less busy. Life will be so much less stressful.
Well, you know, something fills up the vacuum, doesn't it? You always say
I was thinking that too. Yeah. After September was over, I was thinking I've got every weekend free And then I'm looking at my calendar. I'm like, no, I've already booked all of October.
Yeah.
Want to know what happened while you were gone?
It's a great life, Tyler. Yes, go on. Tell me what's going on.
I got into a Facebook fight.
Ah, you see? You needed the dislike button.
With all of our listeners.
Oh.
While you were gone.
It's not good.
So while you were gone, I had on the show Vicky Gunvalson. Do you know who that is?
No.
Well, apparently some people do. She's the...
She's from Orange County Housewives.
Yes, she's the lead housewife.
I know.
On OC Housewives.
Oh, she's the big one.
She's the big one. She's been on for 10 years.
Really?
They call her the OG of the OC.
Right.
Now, people hate this show. Yeah. Our audience hates this show.
Of course.
Some people love the show. Who are listening, maybe. But most of our audience dislikes this show vehemently.
Yeah.
So for us to have on Vicky, you would think we would need to have a good reason. And we did, but no one seemed to know that.
What was the reason for having her on, except for the fact that she's famous and controversial?
We had her on because she's a guest celebrity judge at a charity event in town, the Pet Parade and the Chili Cook-Off, on September 27th. So she's helping Laguna raise money for its charities.
Right.
That's why we had Vicky on. However, no one knew this when we posted the Facebook event that said Vicky Gunvalson's coming on KX93.5.
Right.
Here are some of the comments in response to this, which, allow me to point out, where are all of you when we do something you like? You know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute. Let me play devil's advocate, Tyler, because we set ourselves up to be cooler than the OC housewife thing, but we are a little bit, we like famous people, don't we? A little bit. And so we don't really care. But the question is, where would you draw the line?
Sure.
You know.
And I think I defended us with a good reason for having her on. So let me read you some of the comments. Number one comment. Oh, God. Independent FM? Why? Oh, no. Why is right? Ha ha. Okay. Won't be listening that day. Have to unlike this Facebook page now. And finally... And I'm telling you, these are very angry people.
No, I have a certain empathy for them.
And finally,
I must say.
Maybe you should have commented. Okay, and this is the worst one. What is wrong with you, KX93.5? Congrats, Laguna. You're on the fast track to becoming a worse version of Venice. Shout out to MTV and this piece of trash for making it possible.
You know what? I do empathize, I must say.
Let me read you now my defense to see if your mind has changed.
All right.
Hi, everyone. Vicky was on the air because she's a guest judge at the Chili Cook-Off and Pet Parade on September 27th, which is a family event that raises money for local charity every year in Laguna. Everything we do, even if to you it seems mundane, supports our mission of connecting Laguna Beach through music, arts, and causes, and Vicky's involvement in a truly local event that benefits local charities is no exception. We're a nonprofit community station that brings Laguna free FM radio every day
It's very boring.
Don't judge our station, blah, blah,
let's,
blah.
Let's replace the name. What's her name? Vicky Gunvalson.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's replace that name with, I don't know, Osama bin Laden. Now, can you still say the same thing?
No, the line is then drawn. And he's not helping raise money for local children.
And he's dead. So
that
stick
too.
That in your pipe and...
Yeah. Yeah. Unrealistic example.
Okay, I know. But I do empathize. Listen, it was just one thing, and you've just got to get over yourself. I am getting over myself.
Don't you feel that she receives a bit of a pass because she's helping our town
something
nice?
A bit of a pass, yeah. But I think they're right to put that kind of pressure on us so that we remember what we are.
And it's not like I asked her what happened in season 9 when you met. I've never seen the show in my life.
What did you say to her? I'm dying to hear this podcast.
Well, you can listen to it. It's online. I just talked to her about the chili cook-off.
Right. I know, and I get it. And you know what? But I empathize. I think this is good balance, and I'm glad that people have been writing in. But you did have to have her on because it was a local event.
Sure.
Raising money for an important thing.
Sure. And when somebody comes to me and says, I've got the real housewife lady who's got 500,000 followers on Twitter. Would you like to have her on the show? A little bit of me says, yeah.
Yes, I know. Yeah, exactly. So we can all understand every point of view here. And it's, but you shouldn't take it so personally. It doesn't matter. And these people are right, and you're right, and everybody's right.
I don't want the 5 minutes that she was on the air, and it was 4 minutes and 56 seconds,
yeah,
to completely affect the entire judgment of our whole station by some listeners. That's my concern.
Yeah, well, okay. I hope that's not the case.
That's what happened while you were gone.
I've interviewed people who I've just thought, oh my God, this band sucks. But you're nice to them and you let it go and that's that.
That's a little different though because we're helping them. You know, Vicky from Real Housewives doesn't need us, but the bands do.
Yeah. Was she cute, at least?
I don't know. She was on the phone.
Was she nice? At least?
She was nice.
I don't know. I've seen that. I was in a restaurant once and an entourage came in from OC Housewives or whatever. And yeah, it's all a little over the top for a stupid show.
I just want people to know that I've never seen the show.
No, neither have I.
We don't personally like the show. The station does not back the show. We're not sponsored by Bravo.
No. We think it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
We agree with you. Totally. We just had a purpose.
Yeah, we had a reason for doing it. I watched it once. I saw the one scene. I saw, you know what? Forget it. Let's not talk about this anymore. It's boring. Stupid.
Mind the generation gap.
Okay.
I keep expecting him to say A, because when he first sent that in to us, it went, mind the generation gap, A. And I said, well, I'm not Canadian.
Mind the generation gap.
Yeah.
A.
He doesn't quite have his British accent down.
Yeah, no.
So this is our game that we play on Daily Scramble Live, where Jason Fetty and I, Jason who's older, I'm younger, try to guess songs from each other's generations. Are you offended?
No, I'm not offended. I just find it so hard to believe.
That you're older?
That I'm older. I don't know how that happened.
You are older.
The passage of time, Tyler.
We think it's great fun to highlight each of our generation's respective music tastes because they're so very different and to guess what each other's songs are. Shall we start with old or new today?
I don't mind, but you know what? It's very interesting that the music seemed so much more important back then. And I don't know. And other things did too. Politics did. Is it just because I was younger and I cared
more? No, it's because people today do not care.
I think there is an element of
that. There's a lot of apathy today. And instant gratification. And you get it even if you don't deserve it. And yeah, there's tons of that.
And it's easy to make. And everybody's got a computer.
Everybody's a musician. There was far less music too. Because you had to... far less recorded music,
right?
Because it's much more difficult.
Yeah, it was much more difficult.
So it was a bigger deal. It's a bigger deal.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, you know, obviously I'm aware that I'm becoming a grumpy old curmudgeon, but objectively, I'm sure that is the case.
But I'm on your side.
I know you are. You love all that old music.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
Let's start with an old song. So generation gap, we guess each other's songs. Here's Jason's first choice that I don't know yet. Sounds like some guitar picking you would do, actually.
I love it. I so love it. You know what it is?
Like not yet.
Take a cement fix, bigger standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show. See them as they really are.
Like a little David Bowie-ish? Is it David Bowie?
David
Bowie. Okay, all right.
He is a little David Bowie-ish.
I'm actually really proud of myself.
Yeah, well done. Real name David Jones, of course, or like Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Uh-huh.
Except not, because Davy Jones wasn't a real musician, and Bowie obviously is. It's a song called Andy Warhol, written in 1971 for the 40s, fourth album, Hunky Dory. Really great stuff. And it's an acoustic song, and I just think it's a cool one.
It's called what again?
It's called Andy Warhol.
Cool.
That album had some big hits on it. Life on Mars, Changes, yeah. Queen Bitch, which we play.
Yep.
And, it's really dead cool.
Cool.
It was written for Dana Gillespie, who's a blues singer.
Hmm.
And both versions, hers and his, feature Mick Ronson on guitar. And hers came out first.
I love it. Yeah. I actually really like it.
I think we should add it to our rotation.
Let's go 50 years in the future.
Let's.
Probably not that quite that much. This is... not exactly. Whatever, I'll just play it.
Bam, 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 bam.
But do you know it? Do you know who it is?
It's the Rembrandts,
okay,
isn't
good.
It?
Okay, good.
Yeah. And what's it called? What's the name of it?
Are you Shazamming it?
No, I thought that was my phone ringing. But it's the phone on that's actually on the track, isn't it? Yeah. Friends was the name of the show, right?
Right, so it's the I'll Be There song. It's
I'll
called,
Be There
It's
for
called
you.
I'll Be There.
Yeah,
for you, the Friends theme song by the Rembrandts.
And the Rembrandts were such an LA band, and they played and played and played, and they did okay. They had, they had a few songs, whatever, but nobody really paid that much attention. And then that one song They all retired.
Well, they got used on the biggest show of all time. Yeah,
all retired.
Yeah, they've done literally nothing since.
And why would you?
Why would you?
Exactly.
Like I said, that may be a little before pre-Tyler generation, because Friends came out in the late 80s.
You know, that's a show. There's a show. Great show. I never watched it.
You're from the wrong era, sir.
I know. But I had a massive crush on the blonde chick. What's her name?
The blonde chick?
Aniston.
No, she's more brunette. Yeah, Jen Aniston. The blonde chick is Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, no, that she's not too Jewish.
You know, all of Friends is on Netflix now.
Really?
You can watch the whole thing.
I don't think I will.
All right, let's go back to Jason's generation. This is Generation Gap. We're guessing each other's generation's songs. Here's track two from Jason.
This is a tough one.
All right.
Hey, Julia. Yeah, you're so peculiar. I know I'd never fool you in a million years. A horn section.
Sounds a little, this sounds 90s.
And your figure makes me tremble. And I sure would like to handle.
I love the backing vocals.
Between your ears. You're a temptation to a man.
Oh, I love this so much.
I could not resist. Think
about some of this music is that. It wasn't immediate. Like, today, everything's got to be a single.
Yeah.
You know? Some of this music is a little difficult. You have to get into it, you have to listen to it a few times. This is Robert Palmer. Remember Robert Palmer? Don't you know you're addicted to love?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I know that song. So that was a massive song. I'm not familiar with the guy.
That was a massive song. And then he went on to make records with those two brothers from Duran Duran, the Taylor Brothers.
Okay.
And that band Power Station.
Okay.
So it was huge 80s stuff. But prior to that, Robert Palmer was a great blues singer. And this album, Sneaking Sally Through the Alley, came out in like 19... Let me see. No. I think it was 1974, yes. Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. This is a track called Hey Julia. And it's the backing band is The Meters and Lowell George from Little Feat. And, yeah, big stuff. Art Neville... New Orleans singer-songwriter Alan Toussaint on this album. Really early, early stuff.
Little different from Addicted to Love, I would say.
Yeah, but he's such a great singer. He's from Scarborough, Yorkshireman, so I'm very proud of him.
Part of the reason Jason chooses the songs he does is because he wants to play songs he likes, right?
As soon as you get me playing music, I'm a teenager again.
And that's the difference between my generation's music and yours, is that the songs that I'm choosing for this particular game, I don't really like. I just play them because they exist.
Because it's your generation. I've picked, they're all English people today, but that's not why. It's not about the Englishness of them. It's just the, you know, it's what I grew up with.
Although you do like a good Englishness.
Mm.
Let's move on to the next one. Okay, this song I do have a guilty pleasure for. I was in third grade when this came out, all right?
Great.
It is
well,
great.
These guys are from Leeds, where I'm from.
They are.
Yeah. Chumbawamba.
You knew it.
And they had one hit. Let me tell you about Chumbawamba.
They had a couple songs.
Well, they were a real sort of hippie band in the 80s.
Yeah.
Full on like dreadlocks. They used to go to all these anti-nuclear campaign things. They were big time vegetarians before it was trendy. I mean, they were really sort of revolutionaries. And then they got a deal. And they became pop stars. And they left it all behind. As you would. You know, like the Rembrandts quit after their big hit. You know, you get a bit of cash.
It's funny
what
matters to people when there's some money in your face.
Yeah.
You know, like all these values you once had.
Well, you know what they say? They say that if you're not a socialist when you're young, you've got no heart. And if you're not a conservative when you're old, you've got no brain. In fact, I'm waiting for Sorbet of the Day actually touches on this later on, yeah.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping is the name of
tub
the song.
Tub Thumping, that's
if you
right.
Didn't know. Now, in third grade, our teacher would let us play this in the classroom. It swept the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd play this toward the end of school, and everybody would sing it loudly. I knew every song on the album. Every song. It was an unbelievable sensation.
And they totally sold out, like the rest of your generation.
Well, it worked for third grade Arizona kids.
I know. It was great. It was brilliant music. Fantastic pop music.
All right. Jason's got one more from his generation this morning that we are guessing. Here we go.
I know that I'm happy just to you.
Now, again, this is... This is music that you've got to just live with it for a minute. because the chorus is so
strange.
I know.
Who sings Tiptoe Through the Tulips? Oh, is it that guy?
I don't know. This singer is Steve Marriott. You know Steve Marriott from Humble Pie? He's a great singer. I know he just weirds it out at the beginning. It's worth sticking with it.
I'm sticking.
Listen.
Love is all around me, everywhere.
He's great.
This one's not for me.
Wait, it's coming.
Come to touch my soul with someone.
Here it comes. No, not quite yet. I think there's a bridge. I think there's another bridge. Here it is, the little bridge. It's building though, right? Wait. Here we go. It's coming.
We'll turn their heads round. I'm happy just to be with you.
Oh, man, it makes the hairs stand up.
And loving you the way I do.
All right, so it's the Small Faces.
Oh, okay.
We play a little bit of Small Faces
what's
on the station.
What's the Small Faces song we play?
We play Lazy Sunday Afternoon, I think, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's from the same album, actually, Ogden's Nut Gone. They're an English rock band from East London. Proper East London boys. Group founded in 1965, members Steve Marriott, Ronnie Lane, Kenny Jones, Jimmy Winston. Also in this band, Peter Frampton was in this band. And then when they disbanded and they thought, well, we're going to need a new singer, they got Rod Stewart in. And Rod, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
So Rod Stewart joined the band and they became The Faces, and that's Rod Stewart and The Faces. So it's a big deal.
That was weird.
Music
I
history.
Want you to know that was weird.
I know.
I've got one more. We're almost out of time on this segment, Generation Gap, where we guess each other's generation's music. This one's brand new. I hate it. I don't. I love it. I love
Why
it.
Why are you playing it? All right, go on.
I secretly love it. I can't play this long. Are people going to think the station's changed?
I already hate it.
Can't play it long.
Get that woman back from...
Just wait for the vocals. Wait for the vocals.
Yeah, I hate it. Can you turn it off? No, it's annoying.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, well, there you
Justin go. Justin Bieber's where are you now?
Bieber!
That was Generation Gap on Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5. As usual, Jason Fetty's generation takes the cake.
Oh, yeah.
Paper Kites is this band, and we've still got Kaboo tickets to give away this morning, plus Opus Vitae will be on the show after 9 a.m.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble. Daily Scramble Live.
We should have that guy in the studio. He's so great.
I love that guy.
I love him.
He's great. A little pitchy, but he's good. on the phone now, we have a caller. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Good.
So, Tim's going to play a game. In order to win tickets to Kaboo Festival in Del Mar. That's in San Diego this weekend. A huge music festival that's in its first year. And if Tim can successfully beat Jason Fetty at this game, he will win. And the game is called...
It's time for Indie Band Name or... I don't know.
80s movie.
Exactly.
Today, it's 80s movie.
These tickets are $800, Tim. It's outrageous. It's the first year they've done it, and they have knocked it out of the park. I mean, the Killers are there, no doubt, blah, blah, blah. Sheryl Crow, all that stuff. But you know who's there who I'd really love to see? Lewis Black. You know the comedian Lewis Black? So great.
There's a comedy stage.
I know.
So, Tim, the game's pretty simple. We're going to read a name. It's either an indie band or an 80s movie. You're going to guess, and Jason Fetty's going to guess. And all you have to do is get more right than him.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
The first name is... Redneck Girlfriend. Is that an indie band or an 80s film, Tim?
What do you say, Tim?
I'm going to say that's an 80s band.
Not an 80s band. No.
Indie band or 80s movie. You with us?
Yeah.
All right, so it's an indie band or an 80s movie. And the name again was?
Redneck Girlfriend.
Oh, good. I'm going to go with indie.
All right, he guessed an indie band. Jason
He's going
Fetty.
With the indie band. I think I'll go for the other thing. 80s movie.
You're going to go with 80s movie?
Yeah.
Redneck Girlfriend is an indie band.
Yes,
that's one
Tim,
point for
well.
Tim. Good job, Tim.
I mean, I'm going to answer honestly, but I'm rooting for you, Tim.
All right, here's the next one. An indie band or an 80s film? 400 pound monkey.
Do I get to guess first?
Yeah, Jason,
it's an indie band.
This
it's got to be an indie band.
Can I guess the same thing? Because that's what I would guess too.
You can guess the same thing. You're both right. It's an indie band.
Yeah.
All right, 2-1. Tim is leading Jason 2-1. Next one.
Wait a minute. He's not leading me too. So how can he be leading me?
Yes, he is. He got the first one right and you got the first one wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping score here.
Okay. Go on.
All right. The next one. Let's Get Hairy. Is it an indie band or an 80s film? Tim, you're first to guess this time.
I'm going to go with film.
80s movie?
Yep.
Is it Let's Get Hairy or Let's Get Harry?
Very good question. You are allowed to ask for clarification, and it's Harry, the name Harry.
Oh, because you sound American, sound like they're saying Harry.
It's the name Harry.
Hey, let's get Harry.
How do you say the difference between Harry and Harry?
Harry. Harry.
No, they're the same word.
Let's get Harry. Could be an indie band, easy.
Do you think it's an indie band?
I'm going to say so.
It's an 80s movie.
No!
Tim, you got it. You got another point.
Yeah, you know. I'm so, the tension is, I don't even know whether I'm happy or sad.
All right, Tim, you're leading now 3-1. 3-1. You can still redeem yourself.
How many more of these are we doing?
Two more.
Okay.
Indie band or 80s movie? Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Jason, you're first to guess.
Got to be an indie band.
Tim?
I'm going to guess the same, indie band.
Abraham Lincoln is an indie band, and Tim's on to something here. If he simply guesses the same thing as you, he will win the game.
He wins the game.
4-2. Now, Tim, you're leading, and you will guess first on this one. The last one, the Garbage Pail Kids movie. Is that an 80s movie or an indie band?
It says movie. The clue's in the what?
Could it be a trick question?
And wait a minute. I don't understand this whole rule of if he gets to say answer the same as me, how does he win?
Well, meaning he's ahead, so all he has to do, even
oh,
if
see.
You both got all
right,
the rest.
Right.
All right, so the Garbage Pail Kids movie, Tim's first this time, is it an indie band or an 80s movie?
I'm going to take the obvious. I'm going to call it an 80s movie.
Yeah, now, it's got to be a movie.
You don't think I was tricking you?
No.
You don't think I would say the Garbage Pail Kids movie, it turns out it's an indie band, it was a trick question all along.
No, we both think it's a movie.
Yeah, you're both right. It is. Hey, guess what, Tim?
What?
You won!
Yay! Tim's got tickets for Caboo.
VIP tickets to Caboo Festival in Del Mar this weekend. You have your own private viewing area. You have a dedicated entrance and exit. You have luxury seating. You have valet. You get your own performances. This is insane, Tim. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you like our new radio show? We have no idea if anybody likes it.
You know, I think it's awesome. I think you guys have good chemistry.
Thanks, we do. We think so, too.
Good. All right, Tim, hang on the line. We'll be right back to give you your prize, okay? Well done.
Thank you.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, Daily Scramble Live. It's our new morning show on KX93.5 with Tyler Russell and me, Jason Fetty, and we hope you're enjoying it very, very much. What are we doing, Tyler?
You wanted to tell me about a new movie that you're very, very excited about.
Oh, it's not a movie. It's not a movie. It's a TV show.
Oh, they're doing a show.
They're doing a show. The Muppets are back.
Amazing.
The Muppets is back. Is that the right way to say it?
The Muppets.
Muppets are back. The Muppets is back.
Well,
either way,
interesting
we'll
question. It's a singular show, but the Muppets themselves are
plural. The Muppets am back. Yeah. Very excited. People imagine it. We grew up with the Muppets in the 70s and early 80s, and that was just such a great thing. And there was satire. You remember that? Now, the Muppets became a kids thing. Became a kid's show.
Yeah.
They did a Muppets cartoon.
It was more adult before that.
It was, well, the original show was a satire on what was really happening on TV in that era. Because in that era, most of your Friday night, Saturday night TV was variety shows. So the Muppets was a variety show, obviously, with puppets. And then they showed you behind they say the third wall. Is that what you say?
Yeah, sure.
So they showed you behind the third wall. It was the first time that had happened. Although they were puppets, they were showing you what happened backstage and blah, blah, blah.
And so, is that what the new show plans to
the
do?
The new show plans to be a satire on what's happening in TV today.
Hmm.
So, reality shows, The Office.
Yeah.
Right? It's a bit like Gary Shandling. Remember that Gary Shandling show where he was a talk show host? And it was... Anyway, in this show, here's the premise. The Muppets are back. Why? Because Miss Piggy is an actress. And she was in a big movie that was a great movie, and then they did a follow-up to that movie, and it didn't hit so well. It wasn't so good.
Right.
Well, in real life, Miss Piggy was in The Muppets 2011.
And it didn't hit so well.
Well, 2011, the Muppet movie did. And then the second one, the follow-up, Muppets Most Wanted, I think it was called, mm-hmm. 2014, not so great. So it really follows real life. Anyway, so Miss Piggy is an actress. I'm talking about her like she's a real person. Anyway, so Miss Piggy's an actress, and she's got her new vehicle, which is a talk show. And the show is about the talk show, the chat show, the late night chat show. And all the other characters, of course, are all part of the show. For example, Kermit is an executive producer.
Okay.
Gonzo is one of the writers. And they're all in there. All the old team are back to do this new show on ABC. Starts September 29th, I think.
Can you do a Kermit?
Probably. Wait a minute. No, I can't. I tried.
But I liked watching you try.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Gonzo I can do.
Well, you know. I'm excited to see if my generation can love the Muppets as much as yours did.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to bring on, like, Paul Williams. You don't know who he is. Never mind.
Nope. Is Jim Henson still alive?
No.
He can't. Come on.
No.
Coming up after 9 a.m., the band Opus Vitae is in studio with us. They're going to play live. And that's next.
Want to do the sorbet at some point?
Oh, how about now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
I'm excited about it. Okay, so you know what your sorbet of the day is? It's basically, if you are like me and you wake up flustered and obsessing and not sure where you are, this is a quick cerebral sorbet. Cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a cranial... It's a sponge for your spongy form. Isn't it? Okay, so here it is. This is one, because I just did this whole Rosh Hashanah thing, and it's Jewish New Year, so this one's straight out of the Book of Jewish Ethics, all right? And it goes like this. There are four kinds of human beings, Tyler. Did you know this?
I didn't.
Right, four kinds of human beings. One says... Actually, there are two kinds of human beings.
Retracted.
No, there are two. There's one kind of human being that says there are two kinds of human beings, and there's
one... Do you
want
me to start over? Do you want to start the whole thing over?
Could you just start that again?
Let me just play the whole thing again, if you don't mind.
Sorbet of the day.
All right, there are four kinds of human beings. One says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. This is the usual kind. One says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. This is a sinner. One says, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. This is a saint. And one says, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. This is an ignoramus.
Do it one more time.
All right. One says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. Right? I've got mine, you've
Simple.
Got yours.
Yep.
Okay. That's the usual kind of person. One says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is also mine.
Evil.
Evil person. One says, what's mine is yours, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is also
Very
yours.
Very kind.
That's a kind, it's a saintly person. And one says, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. This is an ignoramus. It's great, isn't it? Because what it's saying
that
is...
That was the sorbet of the day.
It's saying that, you know, extreme capitalism, not good. Extreme socialism, not good. Somewhere in between is a good balance.
Now, for me, though, that did not cleanse my cerebrum. It made it think very hard.
Was it too confusing?
It's pretty difficult. I got it, obviously.
But whatever you were thinking about before, you've forgotten that.
You're absolutely right. My mind has been sorbeted.
That's the way. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Jason Fetty.
You are
Here's
welcome.
REM. Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live are joined in studio now by the guys from Opus Vitae. How are you guys? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming all the way down from ye old Silver Lake today to play live for us. Long drive.
Happy to be here, though.
Thank you.
Does anybody else live in Silver Lake other than bands? Every band that comes down from LA seems to live in Silver Lake. Is it like some kind of concentration camp full of bands?
It's only bands, yeah.
It must only be bands, yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland?
He's in a band. Yeah.
So it's okay.
He actually is in a band.
He is in a band,
so it's,
yeah.
It's exclusively band.
Yeah.
I think your guys' music is obviously great. We've been playing a couple of your tunes for a while now. The name, the first thing we talked about today, because we've always been a little off on the pronunciation. So you chose a Latin name. Why'd you do that?
I couldn't find an English name for the band that was already taken.
And we went through a lot of them, too.
So what does it mean? What does Opus Vitae mean?
The loose translation is life's work, a body of work. So it was, I guess, kind of wishful thinking. That's what I wanted it to be. So
cool. So this is like your senior thesis band, if you will. It's like the one.
Yep, that's the idea.
Okay. Because you, Bonna, you've been in a lot of other projects before. You played with Cayucas, which is a band that you saw as a friend of the station's, and you ended up doing this. So, you know, I guess your journey led you to this group?
Yeah, I've been a songwriter for a long time, and I've had other projects. And I used to have a project called Caught in Motion, C-A-U-G-H-T, to catch something. And that was, I realized that name was kind of a problem because I had to explain that every time. So I chose another band name that was really hard to explain.
Yeah, that you have to explain every single time.
But yeah, the idea was, I wanted a project that I could, really build from, and that was a big part of choosing that name. You know, like I said, it was like kind of wishful thinking. We're like Caught in Motion. I felt like I was very. I was like working very hard and I wasn't really getting anywhere with it, which I felt was very like reflective of that name
of
the band. So after, you know, playing with other bands, playing with Cayucas and a few other groups, I just wanted to make a fresh start and like kind of come up with a new sound that really reflected where I was at now. And so you have it.
Do you believe that if you like put it out there to the universe, it comes back to you kind of thing?
You hope so.
Which is why you name your band kind of the mentality that you want it to have, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if that's like The Secret or something like that.
I think it is The Secret. Really, I think I just quoted The Secret.
Really, you may have done.
Yep.
It sounds like a mixture of two things comes to mind. A magnum opus, like the, you know, your life's great work, and curriculum vitae. Like it was something that went behind the story of what you've done before. So it's kind of interesting.
Well, you guys have a couple shows coming up. Tell us about the one. You have one at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, which is close to us, and then at the Satellite in L.A., right?
Yeah, Wayfair is actually this next Monday. We're playing super early at 8, and I know that is a free show. We're playing it's a residency night for a band called Island Apollo.
Yeah, they've been through here, too.
Yeah,
cool.
And then Satellite on next Wednesday, right?
And next Wednesday, and that is our EP release, and I'm putting that in quotations because I don't really know exactly what that means. But
you just know that's something that bands do, and therefore you have to do it.
We didn't press any vinyl yet, but we'll have some CDs there.
So. You have enough songs for an EP, and you have an EP, and therefore you have an EP release.
Yep, that seems like the thing to do.
Well, why don't we hear what you sound like, and we'll chat a little more. Opus Vitae is in studio on KX93.5. I've Been Wrong is a song that we've been playing a lot. Are you going to play that one first?
Let's do it right now.
Cool. I've Been Wrong. They're live and acoustic on Laguna's Only FM. I stood so, but I knew I should.
There's a fight for the air that we need. 'Cause I've been born. Everything you've done from the first time to the last time, everything is gone. I was this. Now I'll let you say it. First thing, the last thing, everything I did was wrong.
So great.
Yeah, you guys.
So great.
Awesome.
Let's talk about the video for this song, which features a chicken leg.
Pretty much, KFC chicken leg.
Is that where you got it from, the KFC? I was wondering where you got it from, the chicken leg.
It was written by this total genius director. He just came up with it on the spot. We were having lunch and kind of spitballing different ideas. My original idea was like to do a kind of Mr. Bean thing.
Yeah.
Where the character is going throughout their day and they keep screwing everything up. And we realized we didn't have Mr. Bean, so that wouldn't work. And he just, in one breath, just like said the entire video. And he was like, I just came up with that right now. And I was like, holy crap, that's amazing. You should do exactly that. And he did.
It is a magic work. It's a wonderful work. A woman falls in love with a chicken. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, so the chicken leg's having a rotten day because his girlfriend, who is human, has fallen out with him. I don't know. At one point, there are two chicken legs smoking like cigarettes in this video. It sounds ridiculous when I'm describing it.
The director described this to you, and you were like, yep, that's the video.
No, it's brilliant.
It's basically like playing off of, like, I think, late 90s like romantic movie cliches and like the breakup, except, you know, the twist.
Right, without giving it away, there's a Frog Prince thing going on here too. It's really great.
People
very
need to
surprising.
Look at the video clearly to Opus Vitae's I've Been Wrong.
Please, please do look at this video.
Are you going to continue that kind of surrealist abstract video? Will that be your thing now, you think?
I have no idea. It's going to be hard to do something like that again. I feel like that I've Been Wrong is a song that kind of style works for, because it is a little bit playful in a way, and I wanted a video that kind of made fun of, you know, made light of the song. But the rest of the songs we have on the EP, I don't feel like that would really work for. They're all too heavy. So,
that's a good juxtaposition, though, and it's kind of, there's a tradition of that, of like heavy songs and a troubadourish sort of making jokes in between. I saw Elliot Smith play, and his songs were obviously, like,
super dark,
totally
dark
and suicidal. But he was a funny guy in between the songs.
Really?
Yeah. Just made me think of that. But there is a tradition of that. You should carry it on. Keep going.
I don't think I'm that funny, though. I'll leave it to
well,
the
that's
video.
That's the point.
All right. We've got Yan, Miles, and Banna in studio from Opus Vitae. Again, you can catch these guys at a couple shows coming up. They are playing the Wayfair in Costa Mesa right down the street on Monday. That's at 8 p.m. It's a free show. And then the Satellite in L.A. next Wednesday, the 23rd. And you guys want to play another tune for us?
Let's do it. This is Hold On. I'm ready.
That's good.
Killer. Nice job, you guys. Opus Vitae live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Seriously, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for driving down so very early in the morning. Silver Lake people have a hard time getting up in the morning, too.
No, I know. They've got to do their mustaches and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
they have to put on their suspenders. They have a whole closet of fedoras to choose from.
Yeah, I know. But these guys have got the kind of down to earth.
It's tough work, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, nice job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
You can catch them at the Wayfair on Monday or the Satellite in L.A. on Wednesday. The band is Opus Vitae. Facebook, Twitter, that sort of stuff. O-P-U-S-V-I-T-A-E, right?
You got it. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We're KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.
The Daily Scramble Live. It's live and it's scrambly.
Fun show today.
Yeah.
We had Opus Vitae just perform live. That'll be podcast online. And in fact, every show we do is podcast online. I would like to implore people.
Implore.
To go on iTunes.
Yeah.
And go to the iTunes store.
Cool.
And search for Daily Scramble Live and click the subscribe button. That way, you don't even have to listen to our show live if you don't want to. It will pop up on your iPhone every day automatically, and you can just listen to us whenever is convenient for you.
We implore you to explore the iTunes store. There's nothing more.
Everything you do has to rhyme.
At risk of sounding like a bore. It was good this morning. We did some stuff and other things.
We did some stuff and other things.
Yeah.
Somebody won VIP tickets to Kaboo.
Wow. We
played a game of an indie band or 80s movie.
Yep.
And tomorrow, Jack Fast is going to punk Newport again. Last week, he went into a Whole Foods and tried cheesy classic pickup lines on cougary women. And he's going to do something equally embarrassing tomorrow.
It just makes me cringe. And he's got absolutely no filter. Like, he just wants to do anything.
Or fear.
Yeah, no fear.
Yeah.
That's
great. Anyway, our new show, Daily Scramble Live, thank you for listening and hopefully liking it. And I'm Tyler Russell, and I'll show myself out.
And I'm sticking around for a couple of hours, so keep it here.